Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, you first came to all of our attention via Soccer AM. I mean, this has got to be well over a decade ago, hasn't it?
It was. Do you know what? I did work experience when I was 16.
And you're now 47.
Yeah, no, I'm now 54. No, I'm 37. So it's 21 years. So I started off making teas, coming in every Saturday morning, working for free. And then Lovejoy went, I quite like you, you're all right, you can come back. So I came back the next year, working for free, loved it. Like, I was a massive football fan, well, still am. I was like, oh my God, I'm meeting footballers every week. Like, I'm picking them up from the gatehouse, making them teas. I was like, this is wicked, this is so cool. And then I was like, one day away from going to university, Canterbury Christchurch. I was like, oh, I'm going to be a mess at university. I was like, when I come back there, I'll come and help soccer AM on a Saturday. And I got a call from a woman who used to work here called Pippa. She went, what are you doing tomorrow? I said, I'm going to university. She went, no, you're not. I've had Lovejoy up here, said I have to give you a job. I was like, oh. She went, yeah, but you're not on Soccer AM because there's no spaces. But Tim said, give him a job somewhere so then when there's a space on Soccer AM, he can come across. So I phoned up the university. I was like, all right. They're like, oh, yeah, looking forward to tomorrow, you know, the induction and Freshers Week and all that. I went, I'm not coming. They went, you what? No, well, they weren't happy. Next day, I was a runner in the sports library.
Just like that?
Just like that.
Now, I don't know whether that is a good or a bad life lesson to teach young'uns, because do you have any regrets about not getting a degree? I mean, could you have done the two sort of side by side?
I don't think I'd be where I am now. If I went to university.
It's all about seizing opportunities, isn't it?
I think so, because I wouldn't have done any work. I would have partied the whole time, and yeah. I was never good at schoolwork. I tried
hard. So why were you going to go at all?
Because I was going to do sport. I was going to study sport, sport science.
Right.
To become a PE teacher, maybe. I don't know. When I was younger, I had no idea what I wanted to do. So
you were sort of doing it because you felt like you should.
Because that's what everyone does, isn't it?
Like, and you like to go piss up.
Well, yeah, basically. Yeah. I thought this would be wicked. So me and my mate were supposed to be going, and I just had to phone my mate up, only two of us. He was like, what? Oh, all right, mate. Sorry, pal, I'm going to Sky Sports tonight.
And actually, this would probably be the first place you'd have applied after getting your degree anyway. So you just fast-tracked the system.
Well, yeah, and I had a way in. I was working on the best football show going. I made a few appearances on the box, which I was absolutely shit scared of, but I did it dressed in a nappy with a can of beer, and bizarrely went on to be an alcoholic. But yeah, that's for later on. But yeah, so it was a no-brainer. There's a job for you here at Sky. You were earning, I don't know, 10 grand a year. I was like, oh, amazing.
Yeah.
So cool.
Rather than come out with a load of debt from uni.
Exactly.
Listen, I'm not trying to discourage anyone from going to uni, because I'm a big fan of that, but yeah. I would agree that you have to really want it, and you have to have an idea about the direction that your life's going to go in.
Yeah, of course.
And actually, if you always wanted this, then why wouldn't you go for it?
But I love football, and I was quite good at football until I sort of found other sort of hobbies to do and then muck it all up. So the second best job in my world is to work in football, if you aren't going to be a professional footballer, to work in football. So then someone says, come and do Soccer AM every Saturday. In the week, you'll be in the sports library looking at football footage, or you can go to Canterbury Christchurch and have a right old session every week and do a bit of work and probably come out with a 2-2 or 2-3, whatever whatever it may be. So I thought, do you know what? I'm coming to Sky. So yeah, I've been here ever since.
And you've kind of grown with the show, haven't you? Your role has got increasingly big. Did that surprise you, how kind of well received you were initially, and then the fact that you kind of took the audience with you on that journey? It's been lovely, actually.
Yeah, it's been great, and I'm really thankful to all, it sounds weird, but like the people who watch it, like the fans of the show, whatever, they're always so nice to me. And it's like, believe it or not, I'm quite shy, still am, but when I was younger I was so shy. So the thought of being on television was like, you're joking. But then obviously Tim was like, oh, you're doing this week, you're coming out with one of the soccer lockers doing, and I was like, and I swear to God, Natalie, I was shaking like that, and I was like trying to do impressions, can't do impressions, they were just all laughing like, ah. And then I was Peter the Test Tube Baby, and I remember it to this day. I got cool. I was in the sports library.
Hang on, is that where Tubes came from?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's a fantastic story.
I never even knew that.
It's a fantastic story. So I got a call from the sports library. We were back in the old building, so the sports library was below Soccer M. Tim was like, oh, hi, Pete. Can you come upstairs? I was like, yeah. And he went, right, that little shit Rocket's gone on holiday. You don't do that in a football season, do you? And I was like, no, you don't. He went, so he can't be Lobster Boy. Because he used to come out as a lobster, fish, to bring the balls out of the end game. And he went, so how do you fancy being Peter the Test Tube Baby? I was like, sounds a bit weird, Tim.
So weird.
Yeah, Peter the Test Tube Baby. He went, yeah, basically, mate, there was a band in the 70s called Peter and the Test Tube Babies. Your name's Peter, so we're going to dress you up as a baby. I went, oh, fantastic. It was November. Freezing. So I was like, when you say dress me up like a baby, like what do you mean? Because I thought, you're not going to get a nappy my size. He went, no, we're going to get the runner to go down to home base, and she's going to buy a rug, big white rug, and you're going to wrap it around you and then put white gaffer tape around like a big nappy. And as he's saying this, I'm looking at him like, are you all right?
And he went, can I go back to uni, please?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, Canterbury Christ Church, still got that space, I'm coming. And he went, yeah, so we're going to put the conga music on. I was like, this is just getting proper weird. I was looking at him like, this is not real. And he went, yeah, and you're going to have a can of beer. I went, when does a baby have a can of beer? He went, yeah, so you're going to come out with the balls, have a can of beer, and then just do what you want. He was like, you up for it? I went, you don't have to if you don't want it. I went, yeah, I'll give it a go. So the next morning, I'm stuck behind the Soccer AM game, wrapped in a bath. No, what's it called? The mat they put on the toilet floor.
Yeah.
Freezing. My nipples are rock hard. I've got a can of beer. I'm like that. Get behind. I should get some Dutch courage.
Yeah.
And then I just hear. Then I've just walked out. Everyone's going, what's going on here? There's a hairy man in a nappy doing the conga. So I just started like, I just put the beer on my head. I was like, yeah, legendary. I was like, yeah. I just cracked it on my head and went, yeah, and just chucked the balls and went off. They were like, oh my God, that's amazing. I was like, my mum was like,
darling, I saw you on the TV today. What were you doing?
And I was like, mum, I'm Peter the Test Tube Baby now. She's like, oh, I think you should have gone to university. So that went on for ages. And then I'll be like, going like in Epsom, like on the lash with the lads. And they'll be like, you Peter the Test Tube Baby. And I was like, this is weird.
Gets more and more surreal.
Yeah. And then Tim goes, yeah, Peter the Test Tube Baby. I was like, yeah. He was like, it's a bit long, isn't it, Peter the Test Tube Baby? I went, yeah. He went, let's just call you Tubes. I went, all right.
That's it.
And that's the story.
In the Pink is sponsored by Bose. Treat your ears and your senses with the Bose Noise Cancelling 700 series. Their unrivalled noise cancelling technology means you'll hear and be heard like never before. And touch and voice recognition mean you're free to keep your head up and you'll never miss a thing.
Do you know what? Tim has got this amazing mind, hasn't he? I talked to him on this podcast.
Yeah.
And he kind of went into the fact that he'd had some... he's been dealing with depression for a long time, yeah. But and he's kind of almost got this alter ego. But there is no doubt in his mind that he comes up with these crazy ideas that just seem to work. And I think from the outside looking in, what he identified in you was something really special because you were shy, because yeah. You are shy. It's really likeable. It's really endearing. You're not there to sort of jazz hands show off to the world.
No,
you're just like, and I think speaking as a fan of the show and a football fan and a fan of yours, I think that's what makes people want to watch you because they feel like they're your mate. Like yeah. I could go out for a beer with him. And actually, he's just a normal bloke. He's not all singing, all dancing. You know, in a sort of vain, narcissistic sense.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I totally don't, and I appreciate your kind words as well, but I think that was the fact that what the sort of basis behind Soccer AM getting so popular.
Yeah.
It was like loads of,
just the, load just of your blokes. Mates. Yeah, yeah.
Who didn't really want to be on TV.
Yeah.
Like, you had Robbie Knox, like, yeah. Fixtures, man, like these. And he's like, everyone's like, he's not comfortable. And then yeah. I'd come out as a baby, not comfortable, drinking beer. Fenner's doing, yeah. You know, all these people are just normal blokes.
You're just basically Tim's playthings.
Yeah, just like you can be a baby for 3 years. All right, cheers, Tim. So yeah, it was.
But I guess there is a sense in all of us as viewers that it's like that slight buttock clenching moment, isn't it? That makes it quite compelling to watch.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Because we even say that about Martin Brundle's Gridwalk.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've ever watched
it.
Yes,
I have. Yeah, yeah.
But obviously, he's a brilliant broadcaster, but it's that sense of jeopardy that you don't quite know what's going to happen next
exactly.
That makes you watch more.
Yeah.
And you sit there going, oh Christ, this is really painful, but I've just got to keep watching.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, especially if someone blows him out, doesn't know who he is, and you know,
yeah.
And he goes, oh, that didn't work out so well. But that's,
he does take it quite well though. When
he takes
things,
it brilliantly.
He's so good, to be fair. I've
but
seen
that's
it a few
it.
Times.
I think people would much rather watch that than sort of slick
a polished presenter speaking. Exactly. Oh, look who's just turned up here
yes.
To my right.
Yeah.
Waiting for you. Do you know what
yeah.
I mean? Yeah, I totally agree. I love all that.
Yeah. I suppose, and it makes you more human, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose that's why all the when I started being a rapper kicked off as well, because people are like, oh my God, what's he going to do now? What's he going to chuck on his head? Or what Hollywood A-listers are going to upset? Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I suppose that's...
I used to watch that from behind a pillow because I was like, oh my God, what's he going
to
say?
I used to bloody do it behind a pillow.
Yeah.
I was like, what am I doing now? That was the scariest times I've ever had.
In the Pink is sponsored by Tag Heuer. Swiss avant-garde since 1860. Excellence, precision and elegance. Their timepieces are designed for those who love challenges. Make sure you run like clockwork and never miss a thing.
But were there occasions where it did fall flat and you were like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck, that was painful?
Yeah, I got the rap wrong a few times. Forgot my words. Loads of times.
Go on, think of one that stands out.
Who was that girl? Who was in My Name Is Elle? Nadine Nakrastris. But I completely blew it with her.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I was trying to be all cool and like, I was asking for a date. I went to do a rap. I can't remember what I said. And it just went wrong. And the whole audience just went, rah.
It wasn't the one where she said, do we get to go for a curry? Was it that one?
There
was one. Who was that? She was like, you're well fit. Will you go for a curry? Or something?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I think that was Carmen Electra.
What?
Yeah.
God, you've had some massive stars.
Oh, there's been
you?
Some big ones. There's been some weird ones as well. Like, I remember when Bruce Willis, yeah, I turned up.
Oh, my God.
It's mad. But when you must know, you've done all this before. When you go to a junket, you have to sit outside the room, don't you? Waiting like that, like you're going into our sport room. Like, next, please, like that. Oh, like I've seen, like, 2-3 geezers run out of the room, like, sprinting. I'm like, oh, my God, someone's seriously ill. I'm like in my fucking George little t-shirt and me rubbish little jeans and me little Converse, everyone's suit and boot, like, oh yeah, go see your Bruce, yeah, I'm like, yeah, whatever. They've sprinted past me, everyone's going, what's up, what's up? And they're like, Bruce is hungry. I'm like, what? They were literally doing 100 metres because Bruce Willis said he was hungry. So I was like, right, okay, this is not good. And then they came out and went, yeah, tubes, yeah. About the rap. I went, yeah. They went, what are you going to say? I was like, I've no idea. I said, I'm just trying to think about it now. They went, yeah, we don't know if Bruce would like it. I went, oh. And I'm thinking, in deep down, I'm going, well, that's brilliant. That's why I want him not to like it. So it's all weird. They went, can you rap to an empty chair? And then we bring Bruce in for the question? I went, absolutely not. How's that going to work?
Were you that assertive? I think that's quite brave.
Oh, yeah. I said, well, no. Yeah. Well, the whole point is to see their reaction to what some tubby fella from Cobham trying to be a rapper. Do you know what I mean? I went, that's not going to work, is it? But anyway, he was great. Denzel Washington had me in a headlock going down the Savoy Hotel, which was the weirdest. That was a great one. I walked into the room, and then all these ITV people, BBC, they all like used to sit in the middle talking amongst each other, like they're like good mates with the film stars. I used to sit in the corner and play Snake on my Nokia, and I went, "Are you here to do Denzel?" I went, "Yeah." I've not just turned up at wherever it is, Claridge's, for a laugh to sit with you lot. I went, "He's going to hate you." I went, "Oh, that's fantastic to know. What are you going to ask him? What's the rap?" I was like, "I don't know." Like, so.
Did you honestly not know? Did you not work it out until the moment?
Because I used to get there like an hour before.
Yeah.
So I used to sit in the corner just doodling. I was like Denzel. I used to just pick three or four words that rapped and with random and then just make it up. Or sometimes I thought about it on the way, on the train. So I was like, they were like, you know, he's got a bad reputation, you know. I was like, okay, well, you know. And I took it as, I'm never going to see him again.
Yeah.
Denzel's not going to say to me after, do you want to go for a beer or anything, is he? Let's be honest. So I thought, I don't care if he doesn't like it. So I've gone in, and he's all like serious. I'm like, oh, hi, Denzel, nice to meet you. He's like, hey. So I said, you're top man, you are Den. I've been rapping since I was 10. Ooh, rappings for life, not just for Christmas. Like that. And I've gone, no, no, no. And I was like, there's no noise. And I've got my head down like that. And I've just lifted my head up. And he's just, look at that. He's just staring at me. I went, hey, we're right, the ITV lot. He's going to go absolutely flip mode. And then all of a sudden, he was brilliant. I was like, anyway, he was like, shut up. I went, I was like, yeah, and I really like you. He was like, shut up. And I was like, screaming. I was like, yeah, but he's not. I could tell he wasn't being serious. And it just went into this brilliant sort of dialogue of just nonsense. He was like, what would your mum say? She'd be like, oh, wow, you're sitting next to big Denzel like that. And he was like creasing up. So anyway, he got me in a headlock. He was going, hey, man, get this guy back. And he walked me all down the corridor past all the ITV lot who just went, for the sake of the podcast, they all just turned their heads and went, he was like, Tubes, don't fuck with big Tubes. Like, they were like, it went okay then, did it? It was all right. So there's loads
that
of...
That actually says a lot about him. I think it's always people's reactions that, you know, you learn a lot about that person in that moment. Now, our friends at Bose have given us the opportunity to give away some headphones. We love these headphones, the noise-cancelling 700s that we've been talking about all the way through this series. So what we're going to do is ask you to suggest a guest for In the Pink, and the suggestion that we like the most will win a pair of headphones. Tag five friends into your post to share it, and then they've got the chance to win some as well further down the line. So nice and easy, just tell us someone that you want, obviously within reason, because, you know, I'd obviously like to go and interview Bradley Cooper, but frankly it probably won't happen. Ryan Gosling maybe, yeah, but we'll see. Let me know what you think for In the Pink. That rhymed, didn't it?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.